Oh, all in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to you and thank you, God, that we come in full assurance of faith, believing you. Lord, we know that, God, you've prepared the way. And Lord, thank you, God, you've prepared our hearts this morning. Lord, we're trusting you, Jesus, that you open our mouth just like the little bird, Lord God, and feed us today. Lord, strengthen your children, Lord God. Help us to grow up, God, to be the mighty sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Lord, it's not for a time to come, it's now. And God, let us rejoice in our sonship now. And Lord, thank you in our inheritance now, God. And all the spiritual blessings in the heavens right now. Lord, thank you, God, that we've come to sup now. And Lord, you are the God of now. And Lord, we pray if you would come now. Hallelujah. Lord, we're thankful for this, Jesus, that we're just, again, delirious, Lord, because of what your life in us, God, feeding it becomes. It becomes delirious. Hallelujah. For the panting after the word of the Lord. Increase it today. Anoint us with it today. Allow us to give you even more praise, honor, and glory forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles to Malachi. Chapter 3. That's Malachi chapter 3. Right before you get to the New Testament there. Praise his name. And in that precious 10th verse of Malachi 3, it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." I love that, don't you? Prove me now. Prove me now. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Praise be to God. Prove me now. And all I can say is, isn't our God wonderful? I mean, just amazing beyond wonderful. The mercy, the love, the grace, the passion. So amazing that he says this moment by moment to you, to me, prove me now. And see, this portion of Scripture, if you can imagine... And this is being said, if you can imagine, to these people of God in such a time of unbelief, of misbehaving, of truly being a little bit stiff-necked to the things of God, distracted. But yet, oh my, it's always with him, prove me now. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. He is the God that is always interested in right now. And for you to call on him right now, prove me now. Now, this isn't for a later time, I want you to know, even though it would be. But this is now. And this is what God has you appointed to right now in your life. And he's calling out to you today. And matter of fact, right now, prove me now. Praise God. Listen to him. Listen to him. I love this. Let me prove how much I am always for you. Do you believe that? Do you believe the word of the Lord that he says, I am for you, and who could be against you? And that even means you who? Amen? Who could be against you? And sometimes you can be so great in presence to the who, but praise be to God, that's included in who. Amen? So even you, praise the Lord, he's got that taken care of too. Who can be against you? Now, do you believe him? You believe how much he's for you, how much he is in love with you, how much he backs you. And backs you in the word of God. Let's again, be according to Scripture. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is always for you. But praise be to God, I want a life that lives the backing of the Lord. The backing of the Lord. Not going out and laying my own train tracks and saying, Lord, I want you to run your train over my tracks. It doesn't work that way. The Lord blesses His word. The will of God is the word of God. The backing of your life will be only one thing in the Lord, and that will be the word of God. He is true to His word, and He's true to you, and He loves you. He loves you perfectly and wholly and incredibly. But He's not going to back your life with anything but the word of God. But the word of God. You can get emotional about something for a moment, and you can think God's all behind it. But if it's not according to the word of God, God is not behind that. You'll ride on emotion so long, and I pray God will make it a very short ride. Because the longer the ride is, the harder the fall. He backs one thing, and that's the word of the Lord. That's what He is behind. Now, listen to Him today. Not only do I love you, not only am I with you, not only am I always for you, your requests, praise God, not only will I do it in Jesus' name, that the Father would be glorified in the Son, not only will I do that, but I'll pour such abundance, you can't even handle the glory. And I love that. See, He pours stuff on my life. I'm telling you, I was this morning, truly, just stunned. Thinking about, praise God, the word of the Lord that has graced my life. But for God, I can't handle the glory. It's so immense. It's so wondrous that it holds me and keeps me. It's my rejoicing. It's my hope. And not an if, but when God will do this. When He's going to perform. Hallelujah. And He's doing these things. He's performing the good work which He's begun. But the evidence, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm calling those things which be not as though they were. I'm living by the grace of God in the moment of the coming of the Lord. Yes, I understand that. That moment may not come in my lifetime, but by the grace of God, I'm going to live in every moment as it is the moment of the coming of the Lord. God, help me not to miss that. That's the beauty. Praise the Lord. Time's nothing to Him. If I go to sleep in Jesus, praise God, I'm going to wake up in the time of the moment of the coming of the Lord. Matter of fact, by the grace of God, I'll get there a little bit sooner. The dead in Christ will rise first. Amen? Oh, come on. Now, let's just love the Lord today. Now, He tells you here in this, and you need to believe this. I'm going to bring such riches that are so vast, it's going to be too much for you to even carry out. As Brother Paul said, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. And I've had some great plans for my life, but they're not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in me. Praise the Lord. And I'm beginning to see that glory. That's the vision by the grace of God. I'm living His vision for me. Isn't that wonderful? You're thankful as a parent. You raise your children and you instill in them a vision by the grace of God, what they can be as individuals. I love to talk to the kids in this meeting, and they know it. I'm for them, and I love these children. And I want them to grow up into all of the things of the Lord. And all of the things of the Lord that He's exceedingly blessed them with. And to glorify Him in every moment. And take these moments. And these moments, young people, they're so vital. You'll never get that time back. You'll never get it back. And all the enemy wants to do is to take it from you and take it from you. And adults here will tell you, he's a great thief. He's the greatest thief there's ever been. And all he'll do is steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can distract your life at any time in life, but especially young people right now, if he can distract you, he'll rob from you. Don't let him do it. Stay in it. You want a distraction? There's a jillion of them. You want an excuse? There's a jillion of them. But I'm telling you, you have no excuse. Because you have the Word of God, and the Word of God is for you. And you have people, by the grace of God, that are the people of the Word of God in here. And if they're living the will of God in here, they're for you. And they'll encourage you. You go and you soar now. You sail over all of the junk and the mire of this world. Matter of fact, you're not of this world. Do you understand that? You're of God. You're born of God. I love that. Our citizenship is in heaven. You realize who you are, the strength of the Lord in your life? By the grace of God, live to the ability of the Son of God that you are. And to walk in that boldness and to walk in that grace. Now are we starting to receive it that he said, I'm going to pour out riches to you that you can't even carry out. That's why he's got to expand this vessel. Isn't that awesome? Take of the cup of salvation and drink. Praise God. Let him be my strength. I couldn't lift up even a little cup of salvation, but it's abundant. It's incredible. It's full and overflowing. And he gives me the strength to drink out of it. He gives me the strength to run through the wall and to run over the wall and to run through a troop and all of these different things. Praise God. That's our God. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to give God a chance to prove his faithfulness. That's every one of us, brothers and sisters. Not withhold. And not withhold our trust or our confidence in God. Every bit of our life. To not stop at the halfway house with God. Go on. Press on. Don't withhold from him. Give him everything. Being like I was thinking of all of our wonderful family of God. Starting off with Esther. She didn't back down. If you know that story, the law said it was absolute sure death if you would go before that king without being invited. She said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to trust God, and if I die, I die. Prove me now. Where are you at with stuff like that? Amen? See, that's the word of the Lord that backs your life. Think about Joseph. Time and time again, there was a brother. You talk about being done wrong. He was done wrong by everybody. Really, if you think about it, his own family. Then he gets to working hard. His employer. Then the people he works for, my goodness, over and over. Then he does good by the grace of God to all these people. And you know what they do? They forget. My dad had a saying, most people are, what can you do for me today? And then they forget. They don't remember. So time and time again, Joseph has all of this hurt and agony. And time again, I'm sure he thinks, okay, it's over. But yet God says, nope, there's more glory in another test, Joseph. But you know one thing about that precious man? He kept letting God prove me now. He kept hearing that. He kept hearing the Lord tell him, we're not done yet. Let me prove you now. Prove me now, Joseph. Listen to me, son. Go get it. How about Daniel? He didn't quit praying, did he? How about the three Hebrew children? They were not going to worship another God. And they didn't move and they didn't run. They said, if we perish, we perish. They heard the Lord say, prove me now. Listen, prove me now. Moses, as he stood there at the sea. Isn't that wonderful? All the millions that were sitting there murmuring. Millions. There wasn't one in belief there. They were all saying, you took us out here to kill us. Some prophet you are. Oh, you're a great leader. I mean, you understand now why you had those conversations with God later on. Take them out. Huh? Do you guys not remember what he just... You're a murderer. You brought us out here to destroy us. But here he stands. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They were brought to the sea. The Egyptian army was behind them. There was no way out. And here were the masses that had just seen and heard over and over that they were going to be delivered. And 400 years they were in that slavery. And they lived to the moment to see God and his faithful word. Here we go. And he didn't just say, here we go. He brought those plagues that they saw. And they saw him do it. And they saw him marvelously, miraculously, do it perfectly. They had just come out of there with their families intact. All of the things that they had. And here they knew that they had a ruler that would never let them go. But yet the word of the Lord is all powerful. And here they stood. And not a one wanted to give God a chance. They got to a place in their life that they weren't going to give God a chance. Prove me now. Oh, I'm so thankful for a heart like Moses. He said, I don't care what you guys are saying. I hear one thing. I hear, prove me now. We're going to stand and watch the wonderful hand of God. God is going to show us and we are going to prove him now. But then, praise the Lord, there might even be one that touches my heart in a greater way. How about Noah? He didn't just live a prove me now for a moment. He got the call for prove me now for a lifetime, son. Oh, yes, he did. He heard, son, give me your life. I'm going to deliver you out from among the entire world. I'm going to rapture you out in an ark. Prove me now with your life. Go on out there. I've told you this. Go build now. Go build what I've told you to build in your life. Go allow that masterpiece to be built that I'm going to deliver you out of here in. Oh, is it starting to strum across your heart, you masterpiece? Praise the Lord. Go on out there for 100 years or so in the midst of that desert. A time when it had never rained upon the earth. To think of a flood upon the earth was something that no one even understood because they never saw water come down. It always just oozed up from the ground. And not only do I want you to build that ark, not seeing rain, I want you to do it in the driest place on earth. You ready to prove God? You ready to prove God in that ridicule? You ready to prove God when you're going to be insulted and rejected? You're crazy. You're a nut. You're hurting your family. No one's going after this. You're the only one that knows this. Sound like your life? Well, praise be to God, I'm living. Prove me now. See, this is it. And you think of the abundance of the blessing when it began to rain, as they boarded that ship and they saw it raining. Oh, the joy. Praise God. And I think about as it started raining, you know, the Lord's told us about a rain too. It's called the latter rain, right before he comes. And if you know right now, you know that latter rain is pouring. It's pouring. It's pouring in glory to glory. And there's some that know of this wonderful truth, but they're not alive in it. There's ones that know it, but yet somehow I don't want to just get out there and, wow, it's raining. Just like he said. I'm on the boat. Hallelujah, the abundance that is so rich and thick, the world cannot contain it. Do you get it? And that ark was the only thing that could lift them right out of it, the glory of the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what, there's an abundance that's come down, hasn't there? Amen. And it's going to lift us right out of here. Hallelujah. It's called the first trump rapture. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Now, brothers and sisters, here we go. The thing is, though, we'll never see such great salvation unless we live a life to prove him now. We've got to show up in faith. Got to show up in faith. Hearing the word of God, believing the word of God, be quick to believe the word of God. Rejoice, give him thanks in all things. Yeah, it's a tough life. It is. We endure hardness as good soldiers. It's rough. Yeah. But you've been called to it. You've been circled out. You're a warrior. Yes, you are. You're never going to get away from that. His word, he sent it to that thing. And it's going to be received by it and it's going to perform it. Oh, yes, it is. And I'll tell you, it's just like it says in a woman that's in travail of birth. It hurts. I don't know how bad that hurts, but it hurts. I've seen it. I felt it squeezing my hand. But I'll tell you what, it's coming. And there is a groaning and it does ache. But the ache is anymore. Praise God, Jesus, come. I just want to be with you. I want to see you. I want to see your face. Hallelujah. But yes, brothers and sisters, we need to show up in faith. It's time. I need to believe this for me. It's time by the grace of God to quit being pushed around in unbelief by the enemy. The enemy will do one thing. He'll lie to you. The enemy will abuse you. It's all he wants to do. All the enemy wants to do is defeat us by getting you to run away, to withdraw, to give up, to fear. One big way he does this, devising your own schemes in your own path, how you're going to deal with the situation, how you're going to go on in your life and it's going to be right apart from the word of God, how you're going to somehow want to deceive yourself when the truth is right there hitting you. Break before me. God will not be mocked. Brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, the last place I want to end up in is for my faith to be a shipwreck. It's the truth. I don't want to make a shipwreck of that. But see, that can all stop right now. All of that can stop right now. You can quit running away. You can quit denying what God has in volumes told you. Stop. And you can stand still. You can break before God. It's the most beautiful place you'll ever be in, is when you break before God. When you have a broken heart and you have a contrite spirit and you just finally break. You don't worry about the embarrassment. You don't worry about what somebody else may say. Those that are spiritual will rejoice with you. Those that are spiritual will encourage you in spiritual things. Those that are silly will encourage you in silly things. Don't encourage one another in silly things. Sometimes it's not comfortable, but it's necessary. Don't condone those things. Don't be part of those things. Those that are spiritual restore, and they restore by standing and withstanding and having done all to stand. Your goodness will cause destruction. It will. Know this. Stand for the truth. Stand for one another in the truth. Love one another with a perfect love. That doesn't mean to go around judging, but it does mean to encourage ones. And how you can encourage your life is don't participate in stuff that is not encouraging in spiritual things. Brothers and sisters, if we'll hear and believe, we'll stand on the promises of God. You'll begin to see in your life that those are your promises. You'll begin to understand and believe God that He finished it. Do you hear Him say it daily as He was on that cross? And he lifted his head and he said, "Tielio, Tielio, it is finished. Done. There wasn't anything lacking. It was over." Hallelujah. All of those promises signed, sealed, and delivered. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb. And then you'll know you've got them. You've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's wonderful. I got them. I got them. I didn't earn them. I didn't merit them. And he holds them for me. Hallelujah. And he tells me all the time, they're yours, honey. They're yours. And just like we're reading today, they were in unbelief. They had been messing around. They'd been trying to deceive God. Oh, I'm just going to give him a little bit of me. I'm going to act like I'm trusting God. Watch what I can do as I walk around the other people and they think I'm believing God in these things. God knows. But how he knows is he knows in love. And you know what he says? Prove me now. Prove me now. Hallelujah. All of us today, we got defining moments of our life right now. You have an opportunity right now to let God show himself faithful to you. Amen. Don't you love the nows of the love of God? Now are we the sons of God? As sister said, isn't that wonderful? There is therefore now no condemnation. Always remember that. Now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Huh? Come on. Prove me now. Choose you this day whom you will serve. I want to serve that one that says, prove me now. Amen. Amen. You know how I serve him? I serve him in faith. I serve him in believing. I serve him, praise God, and praising him and thanking him. I'm not going to go out there and work for him. Hallelujah. Don't go halfway. Go all the way. It's time to completely trust God with everything. The anointing of the word of the Lord has anointed you today. It's anointed you today. In Jesus' name, you're anointed here today. And the word of the Lord has anointed you today. Don't leave here. Don't. Without receiving what he's given. Prove me now. An abundance has already been given. An abundance. It's out the windows. He's poured it forth. Oh, hallelujah. That no room can contain. Prove me now. Praise God. Let's pray. Oh. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our Father, thank you. Thank you for this wondrous Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for he, the Word, hallelujah, the life, the way, the truth, Lord God. Thank you for him. Thank you, God, that there is no other joy but in your Son. Thank you, God, there's no other abundance of life but in him and in his word. Thank you, Father, that you have given your Spirit, Lord, that has touched us and encouraged us and filled us with all the fullness of you. Lord, let us be vessels that will praise you. Lord, and rejoice and give you thanksgiving and honor and praise, Lord God. Vessels to the praise of your mercy and grace for the glory of your grace that you have called us to. Jesus, in your precious name, we love you. We are in love with you as you are in love with us. Thank you for the word of your grace. Thank you for your Spirit and you, the truth. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, thanks, and honor. Oh, and you be magnified the more and more. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.